The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Let's talk a little bit about this movie, which has an unusual name, and maybe you can explain what I'm an Electric Lampshade means.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm an Electric Lampshade came from the first original lyric that I wrote for the first original song in the movie called Hooked on Me. And it was kind of a state of consciousness, you know, just say whatever comes to your mind lyric. But it stuck with us throughout the filming process. And by the time we were editing the film and putting together the feature, the writer and director, John Clayton Doyle, said, you know what? I really think this movie ought to be I'm an Electric Lampshade, just to honor the first lyric that you bought. And it just kind of symbolizes the whole journey that you go through in transitioning from being this retired, buttoned-up accountant to this least likely rock star.
It is an amazing journey, and tell us a little bit about this journey and where it starts. When do you get it in your head that this is what you want to do? Did you grow up your whole life, you know, dreaming of being on stage, being a rock star?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that at all. I actually, in the early days, dreamed of being good at whatever job I was doing, and I ended up landing in the accounting world. And so that was my focus for 38 years of my life, is really being a good accountant and doing things with integrity and all those things that come with being in that world. It wasn't until I was in my 50s and I really started watching live performances more and more that I really, you know, imagine myself being on stage. And you know, two of my favorite videos, live videos that I watched all the time, were Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads and Live in Bucharest by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And my wife got so sick of it after a while that she said, you know what, instead of watching this stuff, why don't you just go do it?
Wow.
And I thought she was out of her mind, and she was insistent. She's like, just go do it, give it a try. And so the thought never left my head, and here we are today.
Sounds like that was an aha moment for you, was it? When she said, go do it, it was like, well, I never thought I could do it, but let's give it a try.
Well, it was an aha moment. I never would have expected her to say that in the first place. But, yeah, for me, I mean, it wasn't until I had this crazy idea to make a private music video for a supervisor of mine who was retiring at work, and, you know, learned to sing a song for it and learned some choreography. And that's when I met John Clayton Doyle and, you know, made this surprise video for a retirement party, and wasn't really sure how it was going to work out, and got a standing ovation. Everybody got up right away and started clapping along, and got lots of accolades afterward. And I'd say that was when I really caught the bug and thought about doing more.
It's something you can't necessarily do in a vacuum by yourself. In other words, you can write the songs and you can work on the act yourself, but you really need to network with other musicians, other performers, and just find venues where you can play. How did that journey take place?
Well, we got referred to some great people to help with the music for the first song,
mm-hmm.
Which was Hooked on Me. And really the process sort of happened organically from there. We got introduced to some more musicians, and John knew a DJ in New York, Owen John, who helped us with some of the songs. And it just kind of happened organically, Paul, and then, you know, learning for me, who had never been a performer before, one of the biggest challenges for me in the film was learning to be a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a very deep appreciation for all the hard work that's involved. And I had an amazing performance coach in Robin Dunn, who also appears in the film. And she worked with me for close to 2 years straight, trying to bring out that Doug persona that appears on stage. And it took a lot of work and a lot of listening and a lot of giving up preordained ideas about how you thought being a performer was. And very successful, and I can't thank her enough.
Talking with Doug McCorkle, he's featured in I'm an Electric Lampshade, which is a documentary. It is being described as one of the best documentaries of the year. It'll be available on digital streaming platforms next week. It follows Doug's journey from being a retired accountant at the age of 60 to one of the least likely rock stars in the world. And it has left a lot of people, Doug, scratching their heads saying, is this for real? Wait a minute. Is this a real movie or is this like a Spinal Tap kind of a thing? I mean, this is by and large real, isn't it?
Well, it's a mixture of both, Paul. It's part of the movie is pretty straight documentary. And part of the movie is kind of a fictional narrative. The fictional narrative mirrors in many ways the actual process that I went through in learning to be a performer. There are creative touches to this story that are the brainchild of the writer and director John Clayton Doyle and his team, and we kind of mix it together and shoot it in a more doc style. It's kind of a hybrid movie, which makes it interesting, and hopefully the audience that watches it will be saying, now, is this real or is this not real? I'm not really sure.
Doug, what do you want the takeaway to be from this film for people like myself, you know, Gen Xers who are, we're now in our 50s and 60s. I'm going to turn 55 this year. We're, you know, kind of starting to look toward the finish line of our careers and saying, what's next? I mean, that's what happened to you. What do you want the takeaway from this film to be?
Well, it would really be wonderful, Paul, if people were inspired, got some inspiration from the film, and looked at it and said, you know, maybe retirement isn't something where I just sail off into the sunset. Maybe retirement is an opportunity for me to pursue that dream that I've always had that I really haven't had the chance to do when I was working all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that I've talked to who are around my age who are either recently retired or contemplating retirement in the very short term. And there are a lot of them that have kind of, for lack of a better way to say it, given up. You know, they're kind of saying, well, it's too late for me. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm too old. And I think my message is, no, it's not. It's never too late. It doesn't matter the age that you are. It's not too late to pursue a dream of yours and at least give it a shot. Even if it doesn't work out the way you planned, at least you gave it a shot. You won't be sitting there when you're in your 80s and saying, gee, I wish I had, which is, I think, the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah, that's an inspiration, no doubt about it. Doug, thanks for sharing this with us. We appreciate it. We look forward to watching I'm an Electric Lampshade. Doug McCorkle, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Doug McCorkle is a retired accountant, 60 years old, turned rock star, as featured in the documentary I'm an Electric Lampshade, available streaming on digital platforms next week.